was the Rolling Stones and Strike a Light. Before that, we had Audience Again and Trombone Gulch. Before that was a Roxy Music and the Fabulous Ladytron. Before that was the Edgar Broughton Band and The Rake. And we started with John Lennon and New York City. Coming up for you in February, just give you a little taste, a little teaser, if you will. It is the anniversary of Joe Meek's death next week, so I'm going to be doing a Joe Meek special. I haven't done one for, God, I think 3 years we're talking, so let's revisit Joe Meek. That'll be good. We've also got Mary Quant's birthday, so I'm going to do something suitably mod-tastic for her. I'm also going to be exploring the Immediate label, so that's going to be a bit more tastic as well. And then the last Friday of this month, it's somebody's birthday, George something, can't remember, anyway, going to be doing a special for him. So please stay tuned, because you have Dono coming up next with the Hour of Crap. He's followed by Misty Ginger and the Mr. Ginger Roadshow, and we have Rich rounding out Fridays with Great Digger's Lung. It's getting very fulsome here on Sheena. Come and follow us on Instagram. Look up Sheena's Jungle Room and follow us, because there's so much stuff going on and just exciting things. Another exciting thing, actually, Mondays, we have a new show which debuted this week. The lovely Austin Rich, who does Mid-Valley Mutations, has a brand new show, Dime Show Theatre. And it is so, so good. It is old-time radio theatre, just brilliant stuff. You can lie back in your armchair and just listen to these wonderful, wonderful shows. So I am going to leave you with Slade Live doing Come On, Feel the Noise. This has been the Flange and Frigate, and I have been DJ Georgie Girl. See you next week.
Sleep on it. You've been listening to The Flange and Frigate with me, DJ Gigi, the blue-haired hippie. Check out the archives at wfmu.org/playlists/FD.
Mind the gap.
Please, hey, stop crying, please. Hey, look, you're 16 years old and you're acting like a baby. Hey, so you got a few zits, huh? Hey, look, everybody gets zits at your age. Hey, look, when I was 16 years old, they called me Pizza Face. Hey, you want to go to a movie? Hey, look, there's a new Cheech and Chong movie. Hey, it's called Cheech and Chong's Next Movie. Yeah, come on, they'll cheer you up. Okay? Shall we go?
Okay,
let's go. Hey, but listen. Hey, do me a favor, okay? Listen, will you wear this bag over your head just until we get inside the theater, okay?
Hold on to your Cheech and kiss your Chong goodbye. It's Cheech and Chong's next movie from Universal Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hello, this is Tiny Tim saying, it's a pleasure to be recording these old tunes for you. Some of these artists and tunes, probably most of them, you have never heard or listened to before, but they were part of the very early pioneer of music in American history, anywhere from 1902 to about 1915 or 16. I shall sing them not in only, these are not imitations, but spirits as I feel they are living in me. Different songs, different styles, whatever. Happy listening.
This is being recorded November 2nd, 1974. Title, My Rolls of Waikiki, done by various artists, 1917.
Nightly, when the summer moon is beaming, far away I know where stars are gleaming, dusky eyes are dreaming. Shoreward, where the lower trees are swaying, I can hear a ukulele playing, strains that take me straying. Southward, where the sweet Hawaiian roses grow, where perfumed breezes blow, I long to go, because I know. In a garden by the sea, blooms my rose of Waikiki, moonbeams in a silvery shower, flood the bower of this lovely flower. Far away it seems to me, I hear someone constantly calling when the shades of night are falling, or the sea, come back to me, my rose of Waikiki. Perfume through the balmy night ascending, purple shadows with the roses blending bring sweet dreams unending. Sadly, like a ukulele strumming, every breeze across the ocean humming whispers, are you coming? Someday I will wander to this paradise, fair land of azure skies and lovely eyes, where my heart lies. In a garden by the sea blooms my rose of Waikiki. Moonbeams in a silvery shower flood the bower of this lovely flower. Far away it seems to me I hear someone constantly calling when the shades of night are falling. O'er the sea, come back to me, my rose of Waikiki. O'er the sea, come back to me, my rose of
this is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping at someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I sought to borrow from my books a crease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden who the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore, and the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there, and nothing more." This next segment will be read by Peter Lorre.
Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming, dreams of no mortal ever dreamed before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore, merely this and nothing more." And this next part will be read by Vincent Price. Back into the chamber turning, my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard tapping, somewhat louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely that is something at my window, Lettice. Let me see then what this is, this mystery explore. Let my heart be still for a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more."
This next part will be read by Bela Lugosi.
"Open here," I flung the chowder, "when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least bit obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with a mean lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more."
This next part will be read by Boris Karloff.
"Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stone decorum of the continents it wore, through my chest be thrown and shaven, though I said, art no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutanium shore." Quote the raven, "Nevermore."
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a hellish tour of the Hour of Crap. I'm your so-called host, Don O. And I figured I might as well start the show up with a gentleman that has, he is chiseled in stone and poured into concrete and made incredibly durable in metal. A bust of the gentleman should be somewhere in the lobby of WFMU headquarters, and that would be Tiny Tim. Sadly, I don't have much on Tiny Tim, so I may as well work that out and catch up with everybody else here. I'm a DJ on this whole operation, so I better pull a finger out and catch up on Tiny. And what you heard was a couple of tracks from Tiny Tim's America Naked. I think that's the latest release. And I played My Rose of Waikiki, Tiny Tim's America. Not so naked, not the official title, but you get the idea. And you get the idea why it's naked and not naked. It's two versions of the same album, more or less, approximately. You get the idea. If it can work for the Beatles, it can work for Tiny Tim. That's not a debate at all. And after that, I think we're hitting on a subplot here, because I played The Raven by Gilbert Gottfried. Came out, I think, sometime last week. I figured the hell with it, I like Gilbert Gottfried, and so its inclusion on the show. Speaking of shows, this show seems to be a rather packed show, so fortunately for you, you don't hear much of me babbling as I am right now, which is a good thing for me, so I don't have to, you know, act like I'm talking with a mouth full of rocks. So I'm on this Tiny Tim trip, so I'm going to continue it with one of the Tiny Tim Americas, either naked or not naked. I lost track. So we're going to jump right in with O'Brien is trying to talk Hawaiian, which is pretty much sounds like me talking English. I'm going to keep it short, folks. Here's the rest of the, at least a quarter of the show. We'll see you on the other side, or hear you on the other side.
Hello, this is Tiny Tim saying. These are not imitations, but I feel they are living in me.
Song entitled, O'Brien is Trying to Learn to Talk Hawaiian, done in 1916 by Mr. Horace Wright, Victor Records. O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian to his Honolulu. Sure, he's trying and sighing, and all the while he's dying just to say, I love you too. With his aki aki ula, bigora hiki ula, and his smiling Irish too. Sure, O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian to his Honolulu. Sandwich Isles, his face so full of smiles, he started in a while. Pat Meander, and he wondered where the ukuleles play. He met a sweet Hawaiian maiden down in Honolulu Bay. If his wife only knew, he'd be in an Irish stew. Begorra he would, O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian to his Honolulu. Sure he's trying and sighing, and all the while he's dying just to say I love you too. With his aki aki ula, begorra hiki ula, and his smiling Irish too. Sure O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian to his Honolulu. O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian to his Honolulu.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC, broadcasting live from Disneyland.
This is bizarre.
It's Mr. KABC, April Winchell.
We're just standing around. We have microphones on.
We are walking with wireless microphones.
We're usually sitting at a desk or something. So we're standing around with our hands in our pockets outside the pizza port doing a show.
We are Andre, our guide, is going to Andre Rivas.
Yes, that is correct.
Is going to take us on to Space Mountain. This will be my first time. You were already on it once today.
Oh, good.
Isn't it great?
We're going to broadcast it live. So why don't you, here we are. We're kind of in the middle of, what is this area we're standing in right now called?
Right now we're in Tomorrowland.
Yes.
And it's been completely redone all for Space Mountain. So right now you can see all the lighting effects, the big shiny white mountain that we're getting ready to walk over. You can see the people have been waiting all day to ride it.
So yes, and we're going to cut right in front of them, which I'm sure they're going
to
be very happy about.
Them.
But you're special.
We are special.
We're special, but
we
not
keep
in
telling
a good
ourselves
way.
That. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on your foot.
Oh,
there.
That's fine.
All right.
Can't you walk into a show at the same time?
And what is it? The giant ball is being, it's floating on water, and that's...
Yes. During the day, we have water spouts that come out, and then the water, the big ball rotates. It weighs like about 5 tons, and it's actually rotating
wow.
on water. And kids love this area because they can run around, get wet, jump around. Kids always love getting wet, especially on a hot summer day. This is one of the places to be.
All right, so we're heading towards Space Mountain right now. We're kind of in the atrium area.
Just walking past people who've been waiting all day.
Yes, I'm sure they're going to be
and
very happy
really
to see us
it.
With our space gear on.
And let's have as much attitude as possible as we cut in front of them, can we?
Yes.
Yeah, because that was
walk we can
and
sneer
walk.
And huh?
Just walk the walk and
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. KBC coming through.
Yeah. We do have two very, very burly men in front of us that are
get
kind of pushing
way.
People out of our way for
right.
us, and that's nice.
That's right.
And we're going through a crowd here.
Do you feel like
there's
the Princess Grace of Monaco right now?
There's, I do. It feels very...
You look a little like her also, now that I think about
thank you.
It.
This area is, there's a little arcade area here
yes.
that's right after you ride the ride. You can then...
Go play in an arcade. And right now you'll notice as we're walking through, the air is turning into a space station. Because Space Mountain, you're actually launching out into space on the mission.
Right.
So right now as we go through, you'll start to see the planets and the stars. And as we go inside the building, you'll feel like you're in a real space station.
I'm feeling a little weightless right now. I don't know about the two of you, but...
Yeah, that was the chicken.
Oh.
But you'll be all right soon.
And now we're going through the... Oh, wow, we're going actually in the exit.
Yeah,
which,
we are.
Hey, it's my friend Josh.
We're going in the exit.
Yes. All right.
I'm feeling very
they've
good
been waiting
myself.
For hours.
Look
it's
at those poor people sitting there.
One of my closest friends from high school.
Well, if you really cared about
husband.
Him, you'd have him come with us.
Well, not him. It's his wife is my closest friend.
Well, I don't see you calling her either.
No. All right. We're walking in.
That's how you are about friendship. Oh, those are my friends. And you just walk right past them.
We're walking through. Now, this is a
bye.
Silent corridor.
Hey, best friends in my whole life. Yeah, see you. I got to go on the right.
A blue-lit corridor we're walking through. It says cast members only. Now, you actually are a cast member, are you
I
not?
I suppose I am. So I guess I can go in there.
Yes.
And if I had best friends like you, I'd leave them in line.
All right, we're still walking through the exit here. Now,
still
normally people can't
exit.
Do this, right? You'd be
nope.
wrestled to the ground by security, right?
Yes, the cast members, where it says cast members only, would stop you and have you go through the regular line.
Oh,
right now, we're
that.
Literally walking up the exit, so people are going to start walking out towards
oh,
us.
Oh, I love that. And they'll give us dirty looks, and we'll just ignore them.
Well, everyone's kind of wondering why we're wearing all this space gear, and we've got
no,
antennas coming out of
looks.
Our heads. And
we're part of the mission. That's all we have to tell them.
All
we're
right.
the astronauts.
That's right.
That's
by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Talk Radio 790. Mr. KABC, April Winchell is with me. We're broadcasting live.
And we're being escorted into Space Mountain ahead of everybody else.
We are at Disneyland. We have come to the area. Now, what is this area known as? The terminal? What is this?
This is actually the launch pad area.
Launch
right
pad.
Here is where you board your spaceship.
Yes.
Getting ready. So you do your check. You can see the big spaceship in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the left, you'll be able to see the tower that actually controls and starts your countdown.
Now, this looks exactly the same as I remember it when I was here before.
Yes. It's very similar to what it was like before. They're able to expand it so they can actually load people faster on the attraction, so your wait is not as long. And they added new technologies. Now they have gates, and it's painted a little different color. It's the same. And there's a new window up there. You might be able to see it where you're able to look out into space.
Right.
So actually rotating around the moon.
Now, is the ride faster? I understand it's a little quicker.
It's a little quicker. It's a lot more smoother, which you'll notice, and
right.
it's a lot darker inside.
Right. And the initial entry
launch.
Is different also.
Yes.
It's got the lighting effect is a little different.
Yes, it completely disorients you as
it's
you're going out.
It's very disorienting.
So it spins you around kind of like you're in a spinning
it's
motion.
It's completely disorienting.
And you have to pay attention when you get on the ride and look above you. You're going to see a big asteroid attack and meteorite shower coming down towards us.
No, that'll just be Mr. KBC's puke coming down.
Okay.
There you go.
You're sitting next to him, I believe, right?
I'd rather sit next to him than behind him.
Now, Andre, this is how many sitting across? It's two and two?
Two and two.
Okay.
All right.
And and what is the maximum speed that the ride achieves? Do you know? How
I
fast?
Don't have the exact speed. It all depends on the weight of the people inside the attraction, how
really?
Gravity works. So.
Wow.
There is set speeds on the attraction.
So do you want to be with fatter people on the ride in general?
It's kind of
find a group of porkers and then get on with them? Is that how you want to do it?
You want to go
you're
on
gonna get a better
Craig
ride.
Day. That's
you
want to
go on Jenny Craig Day.
Usually you want to put the more weight towards the back and less
yeah.
weight towards the front because it does make it feel a little bit faster.
Uh-huh.
Huh. All right. Good to know.
All right. We've got a couple. There's
do
a woman ahead of me, and then it'll be the two of us.
Fat people. Did you really say that?
I think I did. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, God.
But did you guys know that the original Space Mountain, or up to this date, we've had over 180 million people ride Space Mountain
really?
Wow.
since it opened in 1970.
Well, how many can you get through in an hour? How many people can ride in an hour? Do you know?
I don't have the exact
numbers. How about a day?
Numbers. Don't have
how about a month?
I know
how about a millennium?
How what if they're fat
since
people?
1977 years.
And The cars changed. These look a little different.
Yes, they redesigned the cars.
They redesigned the cars.
Okay, we're getting in.
All right,
cars
I'm
now.
Stepping in right now. I'm getting seated.
We're getting in. I'm going to sit
there
next
is a,
to you.
A bar. We're actually, April and I are in the number one seats. We're in the we're the front
next
of the car.
To you. Right now, I'm sitting next to you on a rock.
All right, and we're moving
out?
Forward. Can I do what?
Can we make out?
Excuse me, this is Disneyland. It's a family
car. Oh, I'm sorry. But everybody makes out at Disneyland. When I was in junior high and I came here.
All right, you got to pull down your bar.
Right. When I was in junior high, we used to kiss on the Monsanto ride.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Push up on your bar.
Is that wrong?
Did you do what?
We used to kiss
make out on the Monsanto ride. I think everyone did.
All right, so that's okay, right?
Yeah.
As long as you don't tell me, we're good.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to feel a what effect? What did she say?
I don't know. I just said okay.
You're going to be disorientated.
We're going to be disoriented.
Effect. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Like you're actually launching out into space.
When am I not disoriented?
That's the question. Exactly
what
right.
if it, like, knocks me into orientation?
That would be disturbing. The whole tenor of your radio show would change.
All right, broadcasting live from
go.
Space Mountain. Here we go.
Whoa.
And you're going to hear me screaming like a nine-year-old schoolgirl.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And now, will you do it with your hands up?
No, hands I don't want to die. I'm gonna
all right, here we go.
Down.
We're coming up to the top.
Whoa.
We're actually going to make the first turn.
Whee!
And we're actually traveling very slowly at this point. It's broadcasting live. It's Talk Radio 790. Mr. KABC. April Winchell is with me. We're going up the first big escalation here.
Mr. KABC, I hope you scream like a little girl. That's all I want.
I think that's going to happen. So we're coming up to the top of the ride. This is be the first drop-off point.
Brand new.
Uh-oh.
The graphics have changed.
Planet above you.
And here we go. Coming around the first bend, it's totally dark in here with some shooting stars
wow,
around us.
Oh, it looks great, doesn't it?
And we're going to go back up again.
Oh.
We're still
it's
still
never
being,
good when you go up because you know you got to go down again.
Still being pulled higher.
Oh.
Now we've leveled off.
All right.
And this is where I think the ride
whoa.
Starts. All right.
Woo.
Whoa, I'm about
right,
to lose
Mr.
my
K?
Hat. Whoa, I'm probably about to lose my lunch. All right. Here we go. And
to the right, yes!
Quickly to the right,
whoa!
Pulling some serious G-force.
Uh-oh, it's going to get worse.
And now pulling quickly to the left.
Oh, it's going
to
get a lot worse.
And what do you mean it's going to get a lot worse?
I'm just telling you the truth.
Whoa! There we go,
whoa!
Back up and around.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God. All right.
All right.
Whoa, are you starting to froth yet, Mr. K?
I think I'm all right so far. We're... up and down.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
My head being pushed to the sides and quickly to the right and down.
Oh, dear God.
All right. I wonder what this is going to sound like on playback. Oh, here we go. Quickly to the right and down.
Here comes the tomorrow burger. Going to come right back up again.
All right.
Whoa.
We're getting close to my limit of...
So are you blinded by that last flash of light right now?
That's they took a picture there, right?
Yes. They actually take a picture on the attraction.
Look at you. Look at your face.
Could I be any whiter?
Oh, my God. You couldn't be any greener.
I think I'm translucent at this point.
Oh, my God. You've got like a guacamole color to you right now.
That's nice.
Now we
all
have
right,
to,
the ride has come to a stop, and we're back into the loading dock.
We have to stop at the kiosk and see our picture.
Oh, really? We have pictures of the... All right. They're kicking us out here very, very quickly.
That was pretty
leave.
Good.
Whew.
Oh. So how are you two feeling? Can you walk?
I'm fine. I'm afraid that Mr. K isn't doing too well, though. He looks like he's not feeling well.
All right. Well, I'm walking anyway.
Can you sit down for
right?
a moment?
No, I think I'm okay. I think I'm all right. All right.
Uh-oh. Do you want me to bring Goofy back and you can talk to him?
Maybe.
Okay.
If I'm fracking, feeling a little goofy myself.
You look like you're going to vomit, Mr. K.
Broadcasting live on Talk Radio 790. Mr. KABC, April Winchell from Inside Space Mountain. Let's take a quick break. We'll check the latest traffic. More from Disneyland after this.
This is Eyewitness News, and we're here at a large, well-known supermarket where a strange story is unfolding. It seems that a clerk opening a case of refried beans discovered a family of four living inside one of the large economy-sized cans. Now, we're talking to the spokesman of the group, a Mr. Real Pequeño. Mr. Pequeño, what were you doing inside the can of beans?
I come to this country for freedom, baseball, Levi's jeans, and I come to see the new Cheech and Chong movie.
Let me get this straight. You come from Cuba inside a can of beans to see the new Cheech and Chong movie, which is called the Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yeah, El Segundo.
Incredible.
Hold on to your Cheech and kiss your Chong goodbye. It's Cheech and Chong's next movie from Universal Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
My lords and my ladies of the royal court, Edgar, the swinging Edgar Allan Poe's magnificent torch, the Raven, has translated into the somatic of the hip. Now, you see, Poe didn't want that bird. He didn't need the bird. He didn't dig the bird. He didn't send for the bird. He didn't even know what Avery the bird came from. If they'd have knocked the bird on him postpaid, he wouldn't have dug it, because he was hung in front for a chick by the name of Lena, who had already swooped the satellite, but that didn't bug Eddie. He's still knocking that torch and coal on there, say, can they see me in Flip City? But just like I say, so many times, when you don't want the bird, when you don't need the bird, when you haven't got the first possible use for the bird, that's when you get it. And that's what happened to poor Eddie. He say, it was a real drug midnight. Dreary. I was goofing, beat, and weary over many a freakish volume of forgotten score, when suddenly there came a tapping, as if some cat were gently riffing, knocking rhythm at my pad's door. "'Tis the landlady," I muttered. On her broom she flies the rounding, sounding for her rent. Witch! Only this and nothing more. If I get out of this spin, I... so solid I remember. It was in that rot December, and its swinging, jumping ember blew its phantom upon the floor. Groovily I wooed them all. Still hung I sought to bawl for my book kicks, to knock the sorrow for my gone Lenore, for that sweet square, but swinging maiden, whom the fly chicks tag Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silky, weirdy turning of each papa curtain move me, hung me with freakish flippers never done before, so that now, to cool the beating of my ticker, I stood repeating 'tis some strange midnight stud that's sounding a money beat on my pad's door. A deuce to cool the mortal, or some juice to drown his sorrow. Some lightweight biff this, and nothing more. Jack, I said, or Jilly, if I've crossed you, don't jump sore, but the solid truth is, this cat was napping, and so cool did you come tapping, and so light hip you came rapping rhythm at my pad's door, that I was scarce sure I dug you. Here I opened wide the slammer, Jack. I dug the breeze, and nothing more. What are they trying to do to me? I'll show them. What do they think? I fight my way out of this. What is that? Look out, look out, look out. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. Stoned into the darkness peering, long I stood there. I was hung there, flipped and fitting. king. King spinning dreams no mortal cat had ever rode before. But the gasser was unbroken, digging so hard my wig was gone. But Nathan shaking, Nathan showing, just one radar blip was going. The whispered word, Lenore. This I sounded and it sounded back, Lenore. This one sad lick and nothing more. Oh, they leave me alone. Why don't they leave me alone? They're taking me. So I'd be shrugging me in. I backed into my pad, still turning. All this jazz within me burning. And again, I dug the tapping. A stronger beat than was before. I'm solid hips and I don't dig what that is jumping to my window lattice. Let me get hip what the wrath is, and this deep flip I will explore. Let my pounders stay cool tomorrow, and this flip I will explore. Jack, I drew a blank, and nothing more. Who do they think they are to do this to me? Gone full out, I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stomped a king-sized bug-bird Jack from way back days of yore. Not a minute tipped or hung he, not a minute brought or down he, but with stance of king and queen, he swung above my sweet pad's door, lit upon the busted palace. Sad goofing there. And nothing more. I'm solid hip, said I, that you're no craven. Gas a grim and beat up raven, goofing from the night's Plutonian shore. Swing hip me to what thy tag is on the night's Plutonian shore. Flip the bugbird, nevermore. Solid wig me, this bird, to dig me, though it copped out not upon the score. For we cannot help agreeing that no single human being ever was so sent by seeing a wig like this above his pad's door with such a tag as Nevermore. Now you see, this blasted bugbird kept bugging Edgar and gave him such a dreadful time of it that Edgar now wants to divorce the bird. He wants to expel the bird. He doesn't care whether the bird Lou, Newly, nor Eleanor, or any of these cats. He wants to blow the bird. So I think the bird put one too many nevermores on him. I don't know how much they weigh, but it was just enough to flip that little isinglass at the end of the fuse and blow the whole gig. Poe is now flipping. He looks at the bird and he says, by this lick, you have flipped my meter. You nauseous gasser, you endless repeater, screw before I blow my red hot stack, blow back to your Plutonian shore, leave no feather on my heather, take your black jazz bow together, leave this pad my torch unbroken, screw from the roost above my door, flip the bugbird, near as ever, me as all.
Well, The Raven by Lord Buckley, you get the idea. All right, folks, we just survived. O'Brien is trying to talk Hawaiian by Tiny Tim. And there's another slice at that pile of April Winchell stuff I got during my convalescence of recovering. I got to remember that guy's name. Anyways, riding the Space Mountain with April Winchell, Mr. KABC. That was it. At least entertaining enough to make you to want to ride the Space Mountain with your mouth open, I guess. I don't know. For some stupid reason, I'm getting into this mood about playing commercials for Cheech and Chong's next movie from 1980. Pretty much anything from 1980 always preoccupies my brain, and these commercials are doing it for me. So, what the hell not. And after that, Lord Buckley with his classic take on The Raven. All right, folks, there's not much go on for the rest of this episode, to be honest with you, because right now I'm taking a break from a busy day. I am, up until recording this, I was listening to the Kmart Christmas tape and watching videos of downtown Las Vegas. That's how I roll, folks. That's how hyperactive I can be, even when I'm trying to relax. All right, folks, that's about it for this week's Hour of Crap show. My thanks to Mr. Fab for the track I'm going to play. It's a Tiny Tim record he made with the Brave Combo from the album called Girl. I figured, you know, I could play the title track and be pretty obvious about it, but no, I'm going to be obvious on a different level. I'm going to play Stairway to Heaven from the cover album. My thanks to DJ Georgie Girl. Oh, yeah, and yeah, I think I'm going to play Raven by Christopher Walken from the classic 2-CD set, Close on the Account of Rabies, the Hal Wilner, the great Hal Wilner's appreciation of Edgar Allan Poe. Okay, folks, with that crap, this or that crap out of the way, get into the Chevy van, because you're going on the latest adventure of the Misty Ginger Show. Yep, illegal radio mixed in with a 1975 Chevy van. I do not know where they're gonna bump into next, but no. Look, according to this, basement VHS cell, North Carolina. What the quarter of the brain is that coming from? What do I know? It's their show, not mine. So whatever happens, happens. Anyways, that's about it for the Hour of Crap. I will see you hosers next week, so good day, good luck, because we sure as hell going to need it. Bye, y'all. So I got back up to try my luck. Why look?
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, and you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder
if there's a bustle in your intro, don't be alarmed now.
It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know.
The piper's calling you to join him.
Dear lady, can't you hear the wind blow? And did you know?
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
We wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul. There walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, fortune will come to you at last. When all are one and one is all. To be a rock and not to roll.
Oh, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. She gets there, she knows if the stars are closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Once, upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door, only this, and nothing more." How distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and brilliant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here, forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently, my soul grew stronger. Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. Nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no token. And the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. But my heart is still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat, nothing more. Then, this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast, upon the sculpted bust, upon his chamber door, with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the pallid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word heated up poor. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, startled by the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken. Doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to blinking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press on evermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite. Respite and nepenthe from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, O quaff this kind of nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, think evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels named Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempests and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door, take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven. Nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting on the pallet bust the palace just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted.
Next week, the Mr. Dope America contest.
Yes, it's the first annual Mr. Dope America contest.
We're dopers from all over America
and parts of Alabama
gathered to compete for the cup and title of
Mr. Dope America.
Attention mounts as a final moment draws near. Who will be Mr. Dope America?
Who will wear the leaves of grass symbolic crown of royal dopehood?
Some lucky contestant will walk
or be carried from the room
bearing the title of
Mr. Dope America.
And to qualify for the Mr. Dope America contest,
you must have been turned on no earlier than 1965.
Jazz musicians, beatniks, and pre-med students are not allowed to compete.
Contestants must have served at least 6 months in jail on a drug-related charge,
or have been drafted during the Vietnam War,
or be the son or daughter of a Nixon Republican.
And the winner of the Mr. Dope America contest will hold the title for 1 year.
Unless he, she, or it becomes a Jehovah Witness practicing Catholic,
or a member of any other fanatic religious cult.
At which time the title will then go to the next runner-up.
Along with the title, Mr. Dope America will also receive the following gifts.
From Crush of California, a beer can hash pipe complete with a string to hang around your neck.
One blanket donated by the Goodwill store.
A $5 gift certificate from Blowtown Bail Bonds.
A brand new roll of handy white toilet tissue.
Complete instructions on how to dial information.
A hand clasp combination ear pick and cord.
Ginger Road Show. I'm your host, Misty. This week we're driving to North Carolina, where I got a special message from my friend Nick over there, who says that he's got a lot of old VHS tapes that he'd like to get rid of. Well, you know, I like old movies. Erotic movies are some of my favorites. So, just a warning, tell your children to go play in their playroom and build some Lego Taj Mahal or something, because it is our time. You, me, and this nice fantasy that we're trying to build here. And let's start with Berlin. Oh, Dick, sometimes he gets a little excited.
Sex.
Oh, Dick.